Mike, your turn.
Okay, my job is essentially just to
find your slides. That's all?
Yes, thanks. And here you have a website for IBSTP. Those of you that don't know what the International Board of Standards for Training, Performance, and Instruction is, it was created in 1984. It's a joint effort on behalf of AECT, and then it was the NSPI, now ISPI, International Society for Performance Improvement. It's a panel of 15 professionals whose task is to develop and encourage standards for professionals working in the area of training, performance, and instruction. The president of IBSTP is sitting in the far back. Barbara Grabowski is in the far back. And until a few days ago, was the executive vice president, but I go off of the board. This is my last year. There's a term limit of 9 years. Michael Bodan has been elected to the board. Ileana de la Teja is on the board. Tiffany Pazalka, who's sitting next to Barbara, is also an incoming member of the board. What we've done is create and develop standards and competencies for professionals working in this area. And the competencies that we've developed have been for training managers, for example, for instructional designers. Some of you may have seen these for instructors. We update these every so often. It's an evidence-based, empirically based process of creating competencies. And a couple years ago, because of the growth of learning and online and digital environments, the task was suggested to the board from professionals outside the board that there ought to be a set of, we ought to look at competencies for online learners. So we've had a project that's been going on for a little over a year, struggling with what would we do for people learning in different kinds of online situations. And about after a year of struggling with this, we decided this was a different kind of animal. This is not like developing standards for instructional designers. It's a fairly reasonably well-defined profession, and we have been able to identify those competencies, knowledge, skills, attitudes, values, and validate those and publish those and maybe improve the profession and make a contribution. Online learning is a different kind of animal. So we've decided a different approach would be to identify a number of areas that we may be able to make some kind of contribution. And one of those areas would be what we're calling tentatively is a survival guide for digital immigrants with regard to lifelong learning. And Leah Visser has been studying exactly problems that learners have had who have not done well and maybe have dropped out or failed in online learning environments. So we're going to find out what their perceptions are. Another thing we're doing is that Jan is really leading this effort is convening this panel here to broaden the perspective from just what the IBSTP, this is 15 people in IBSTP, but to get other views from teachers and learners who are represented on this panel, their experiences, and from people like Michael and John and Jeroen who have a very broad perspective on learning in general and then how that might be transformed in online learning environments. So that's really what prompted this session. We thank Wes for responding to Jan's proposal for a presidential session, and that's how this came about. We really are looking forward to the dialogue, and hopefully the task these folks behind me have is to provoke you to get your ideas so we can do our job at IBSTP. Maybe we'll have an informal publication, a monograph. We don't know the exact form of the outcome. There will be an outcome, and we will share that. Jan always shares his work. Thanks especially to Jan for organizing this, and that's my 2 minutes. Thanks.
Thank you, Mike, for being so kind. And without losing time, I'd like to go on and invite the four speakers to do a very brief and provocative presentation on their own ideas that inspired by everything that they were exposed to in the process of our online dialogue and the workshop that we did yesterday. The order in which we decided to do this, actually I decided it.